For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A massive investigation is underway into Wednesday's shooting spree at a college bar in Thousand Oaks, California, that left 13 dead, including the gunman, by suicide.
The FBI Los Angeles Evidence Response Team is processing the crime scene here, as well as the subject's vehicle and the home.
The FBI's Paul Delacorte.
We're going to pursue the leads that are developed from that evidence, wherever they take us, identify any possible motivation, paint a picture of the frame of mind of the subject, identify any potential radicalization or any associates.
The gunman, identified as 22-year-old Ian David Long, spent 7 months deployed in Afghanistan. Neighbors say he was suffering from PTSD. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Democrats have called for Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker to recuse himself from overseeing the Mueller-Russia probe, calling him a Republican loyalist who's been openly critical of the special counsel's authority. Politico's Darren Samuelson says Whitaker has no plans to step aside.
They said that they've looked at this, and even though that there are some conflicts in what Matt Whitaker has said previously about the Russia investigation prior to his joining the Justice Department, he also has some close ties to one of the key witnesses in the investigation. They say he's going to continue to oversee it.
Not far from the car fire in Redding, a state of emergency has been declared in Butte County as the Camp Fire, just east of Chico, exploded to 1,800 acres in only a few hours. More than 20,000 people have been evacuated in the town of Paradise and the surrounding areas. Another fire in Ventura County has prompted evacuations and also a freeway closure. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Stocks are up in marijuana companies after Jeff Sessions resigns as Attorney General. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Shares of Canadian pot company Tilray going up 30% immediately after news that Jeff Sessions was out as the U.S. AG. Stocks in other publicly traded marijuana companies like Canopy Growth and Aurora Cannabis also rising by more than 8%. Sessions had promised he'd roll back Obama-era policies that allowed states to set their own rules when it came to marijuana. The companies were also enjoying a boost because Michigan voters approved a measure legalizing recreational pot on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The parent company of Duncan Hines cake mixes has recalled 2.4 million boxes of the product due to it being linked to an outbreak of salmonella. John Clemens reports.
After the FDA and CDC informed officials at Conrega Brands that Duncan Hines cake mixes could be the source of salmonella in three different states, the recall was issued. I spoke to Dr. Laura Geraltowski, an epidemiologist with the CDC.
Letting people know that consumers should not eat any of this recalled Duncan Hines cake mix or cakes made with them. They should return them to the store for a refund or just go ahead and throw it away.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.